You're listening to Just Here for the Beer Radio on TSN 1040. Once again, here's your host, Joe Leary.
Now, we're broadcasting again from the legendary John B. Pub on Austin Avenue in Coquitlam, where business is seemingly normal, ostensibly. There are plexiglass shields. There are protocols in place. But do give it a visit if you've not been for a while. They're back. It looks good. Like where we're recording today, we're inside, but we look up to see the patio.
See the patio. Food program here is outstanding. Taps.
And as our next guest just mentioned, it's nice to see some degree of normal because we're back to wearing sanitized headsets as opposed to recording this on a phone in the middle of the room on a stick. Jimmy Derbyshire is the marketing manager of Russell Brewing, celebrating 25 years on the planet, the brewery that is, celebrating 25 years. How you doing, man?
I'm doing very well. Things are, for a year of COVID, I've had a very, I have a new baby expected in June.
Oh, yeah, congratulations.
In COVID, December.
You got a COVID kid coming.
I got a COVID baby. Yeah. I got married last weekend. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Moving into a new house in December.
Holy jeez.
So I saw your social media stuff. I kind of did the math. You said the greatest part of my life or whatever. I was kind of doing the math. I wasn't going to ask just in case maybe COVID killed your plans for a celebration, but you managed to find a way to wed your betrothed.
Yes, I did.
Betrothed.
Yeah, I did.
It's kind of awkward to have I was at a Zoom wedding early during the quarantine, and it was just so bizarre.
Yeah, things have changed.
Yeah.
And everybody's pivoted accordingly, so it's been pretty good that way.
So Jimmy is, I would say, between Lance Verhoef of Trading Post, who's the tallest guest we've ever had on the show. Jimmy's probably the beefiest guest in the best possible way. Can you imagine if this guy was the collection agent for I would
come knocking on your door.
I better have a check ready. Anyway, you're looking good, my friend.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But you said you're growing a little bit of a mullet there. You're letting the beard go to hell.
What's going on there, dude?
I'm married now.
Yeah, she said yes.
Everything goes out the window now. I got her. I put the ring on the finger.
Yeah. Diets are out the window.
go on.
Haircuts. I may even stop showering. I'm not totally sure here.
Okay, so as we said, it's the 25th year of the existence of Russell Brewing, and I remember the original Russell Brothers from day one. Nice to see, first of all, a quarter century. That's quite an accomplishment in a craft beer industry when you grew up in a corporate beer world. Yeah. But I'm distressed to hear that you still do not have your tasting room ready to go. We last had Jimmy just after the quarantine period ended.
That's right.
I remember prior to that, we were at Dockside on Granville Island.
Yeah.
And I felt it was like just days, maybe a week or two away from happening.
And really, that's what we've been hearing from the city of Surrey, that, you know, they're moving along and they're pressing forward and ultimately just same result. Nothing's happening. And so we finally brought on somebody work with us who's, I guess you'd consider a lobbyist, and they're putting some pressure on the city of Surrey. And it's quite discouraging to see, you know, all the restaurants right now are getting their patio extensions.
Mm-hmm. And within 72 hours or so, the rubber stamp comes and all of a sudden you can set up shop.
Yeah, so it's been very, very discouraging for us to see all of this. And what we're hearing is that, you know, the city of Surrey is just not really doing what everyone else is doing. But we have seen some movement. So from where we are, we've moved through planning. We're into the building stage, which is a huge thing. We've got our electrical permits approved finally. And from what I understand, we've submitted the final revision that they've asked for of the 17 long list of 17 things that they asked from us. And fingers crossed, this is the last revision. We're waiting on the 5-day COVID quarantine.
So
you
need to explain this one on the radio because you were explaining it to us off air. So for every revision that is made, you
and
have
submitted.
To send in a physical revision copy.
So they've asked for any revisions we make, we have to send a hard copy.
Okay.
And the city won't look at that hard copy because of COVID. And I understand that to a degree.
Yeah.
And they'll put that in a room and let the COVID evaporate or whatever COVID does on that paper.
Well, if you listen to the leader down south, it magically disappears.
Exactly.
Yes.
And they won't do anything with that piece of paper for at least 5 business days. And that's sort of at the bare minimum, sort of when they get around to looking at it. So that's just added weeks on weeks on weeks on top of this, you know, endless process that we're facing. But we are finally there is light at the end of the tunnel, and I truly believe that now. And I met with the contractors last week. They are ready to go. They've been waiting in the wings for a really long time, and they're keen to get started. And I think we're sort of 60 to 90 days. But again, I say that with, you know, I'm confident, but, you know,
there's all kinds of things that happen
once we start building, and yeah. I don't know how the city of Surrey is going to be with coming in and doing inspections. And you know, yeah. Is that going to be as bad as?
So I think what they're going to do is they'll come in, they'll do the inspection, then they'll go to a 14-day quarantine period,
mm-hmm.
further delaying the process.
Yeah.
Come on, Surrey, come
and
on.
So you know, we're really at this point begging them to.
Yeah.
And we're not looking. We're opening a small room. It's not. We're not doing drastic changes to the brewery. We're not building a new building.
Right. And you're not putting in extra tanks, no firewalls required,
nothing
and all
like,
of that.
Nothing like that at all. So it's been very frustrating, and we have our fingers crossed that in our 25 years being around, this is going to be the year that
somebody's
going
to say, let me throw you a little something.
And that would be a great, you know, Christmas gift for us to get the tasting room open.
While you're in your 25th year anniversary period.
Exactly.
Be granted that. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I mean, I had my auto insurance expired just after the quarantine period. Yeah. So where I went to my ICBC agent, and this guy was freakish about, you know, and I get it. Okay, there's a big sign. You have to consent to all of the rules before you walk in his little shop. Fine with that. There's the green tape. Fine with that. I approach the counter to give him my driver's license. He pushes me back. Nope, hang on. Sanitizes the counter while I'm standing 6 feet away. Then he puts down a tissue, so then I can put down my license on the tissue. And as I'm approaching to put down my license, he's backing up. Where it got crazy was at the very end, when he finally printed up all the paperwork and I have to sign my name multiple times on my insurance. He's actually standing with a pool cue pointing to where.
Oh, wow.
And I'm thinking, dude, come on. Manly? Really? Yeah. So everybody sort of has a different take on this. And again, you know, we're not mocking the COVID because there's a serious virus out there, no question.
It's real.
But you know, at the end of the day, we need to live our lives and get business done. And especially if you're being affected by things like, you know, waiting 5 days for COVID to vanish from a physical piece of paper, I think there's probably a way they could expedite that process.
You'd think so.
For the second largest city in British Columbia, so. I think so.
Well, and that's really the issue is that isn't Surrey one of the largest fastest growing municipalities in the country?
Yeah. Yeah,
you would think that they would have some better processes, and
yeah,
you know, we're better off going to Langley or Maple Ridge or Port Moody, and starting from scratch, and opening a brewery, and we could have opened a brewery or opened a tasting room and mm-hmm. much quicker than we could have dealing with the city of Surrey.
Hey, you know what? Maybe do a satellite tasting room and hit Port Moody or Coquitlam.
We've talked about it. Yeah. It's being in the city of Surrey for 25 years. We hoped that. Yeah. You know, there would have been some excitement and they would have jumped at the opportunity to really get behind us. And it doesn't feel that way. And it's really unfortunate because we spent a lot of time and put a lot of effort into, you know, giving back to the community within Surrey. And this is just another opportunity for us to, you know, give back to the community and open a spot that people are excited
to
come to.
That people can come to because there's nothing in Surrey, really.
Yeah.
Unless you're over at Surrey Central.
And it gives us more opportunity to give back and do fundraisers and things like that within the community. So,
you know, I think in 25 years, if I may quote from Elaine on Seinfeld, I think you've established trust with the neighborhood. Mm. It's not as if you're just some fly-by-nighters that are going to, you know, come in and out and... A quarter of a century, and that's an incredible milestone. So you say in craft beer, because you go back 25 years ago, you did not have, it was not a level playing field, and the odds and the regulations were stacked well against you. So I think that Surrey should take great pride largest city, yeah. Come on.
I was 14 when Russell opened. So.
There you go.
I couldn't even drink.
Yeah.
We've been around for a long
legally.
Time.
Legally.
He's got a wife. He doesn't shower. He's growing his hair crazy. Like, a lot has changed. Okay, let's talk beer, because at the end of the day, it is called Just Here for the Beer. What's new with Russell Brewing?
Well, we were playing a lot of catch-up with COVID, and we had cut back on brewing new beers just because we weren't sure what the scene looked like. But we're excited to sort of announce that we're back full steam ahead brewing new beers. This is the first. We have a New Zealand Pilsner here, which we like to think is very trendy right now. It's a lot of people are talking about Pilsners and New Zealand Pilsners. So this is our newest beer. We have a couple sours coming out later this month in early August. So we're excited about our Orange Dreamsicle Dessert Sour.
Oh, wow.
Which is, I absolutely fell in love with this beer when I tried it in the test batch. So if it turns out even remotely like the test batch, I'm going to be very excited. We have another Sabro Sour, and then we're in fall.
Now, Jimmy, even as I mean, you're out there pounding the pavement. You're one of the sales guys. How much input do you have with some of these styles? Or is this just a brew house thing?
It's not. We have a lot of discussion, and it goes back and forth with the sales guys, the marketing guys, and we all throw in our input because we're all out there trying different beers and seeing what other breweries are doing. And it's not fair to assume that the brewers know every single thing that's going out there. They do their best. But it's nice because they do listen to us and they do heed our input. So it's kind of a cool thing when we're like, hey, you know what? What do you think about this? And the brewers are like, yeah, we're into that. Let's do that.
That's awesome.
So it really is a team effort. But that being said, we have a very talented brew team. And they're great at what they do. So taking one small idea from us and turning it into something magical, that's sort of what they do best. So we're very fortunate. We just brought on a new brewer a few months ago, actually, a COVID brewer.
COVID hiring, yes.
Yeah, Mark, and his name is Mark, and he came from KPU originally, did the program over there, which, you know, they've been...
And your original brewer was named Mark as well, Mark Russell.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes. So things have been great. So we have a team of four brewers that are constantly test batching new stuff. And again, once we have this tasting room, we can get those test batches up on tap and get them out to the public and really, really get an opportunity to test these out in the public.
He is Jimmy Derbyshire, who is the marketing manager of Russell Brewing Company. Just here for the Beer Radio, TSN 1040, broadcasting from the John B. on Austin Avenue in Coquitlam. Now, it's been a long time since I've been out your way where the brewery is. And as I recall, it was, at least in those days, it was a fairly remote industrial park kind of area.
Nothing's changed.
Nothing's changed? Okay.
Still remote, still industrial.
Okay. So give me, and you said you're looking for a small tasting room. But what is the ultimate plan? Like, do you have the ability to put a patio in front? Do you have the ability to serve and offer food and trivia and things like that?
So we will be serving food.
Yeah.
We had our original diagram did have a patio on it. The city of Surrey said, no, you don't have enough parking spots, so you can't have a patio. So we removed the patio. That was one of the issues that we ran into, which again is irritating because now everyone and the dog has a patio.
Just drive down Main Street.
Exactly.
Like street patios.
They're closing down roads for patios. We can't even get a permit for a tasting room.
Yeah. Sure. Congrats on the newlywed and the soon-to-be spawn.
Buddy. Little man.
The offspring.
Yeah. Oh, it's a boy.
Oh, we announced it's a boy. Okay.
It's a boy, yeah.
Okay. Well, congrats, man. Always good to see you.
Always good to see you guys. Thanks so much.
Cheers.